It's the rare Hollywood good guy who doesn't get tired of wearing the white hat, who doesn't wonder what it's like to portray evil on screen. Tom Cruise is the latest star to turn bad in a new film called Collateral. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Collateral peers deeply and persuasively into darkness. It's a sharp and exciting Hollywood thriller that stars Jamie Foxx as a night shift cab driver and Tom Cruise as his all-night passenger.
Here, look, here's the deal. And you were going to drive me around tonight and never be the wiser, but El Gordo got in front of a window. This high dive, we're into plan B.
Collateral is the latest film from director Michael Mann.
Now we gotta make the
from
best of
Thief
it.
To Heat, he's made some of the most compelling crime dramas of recent years. He specializes in depicting driven men who are swallowed whole by their professions, case-hardened types on both sides of the law, who take pride in what they do and demand to be respected for it. Initially, Fox's Mac seems to be an exception to that rule.
How do you like being a lawyer?
What are you, psychic?
A little bit. There's the dark pinstripe suit, elegant, not too flashy, that rules out advertising, plus a top drawer briefcase that you live out of, and the purse, a Bottega.
He's convincing as a veteran yellow cab driver, a decent, almost diffident regular guy who's not noticeably secure. His fare is the silver-haired Vincent, played by Cruise, who's not only confident, but an implacable contract killer, given to saying things like,
"You killed him."
"No, I shot him. Bullets in the fall killed him."
Vincent and Max spend many hours together, an intense time that leads to a kind of connection neither one anticipates or even wants. Fox gives a subtle, nuanced performance that draws us in. But it wouldn't be half as successful without the foil of Cruise's powerful acting. Director Mann is known as a perfectionist, and his passionate involvement in every aspect of his films has paid off. Mann gives his usual meticulous attention to the soundtrack. The film is cast with uniformly fine actors, from the stars to Jada Pinkett Smith, Mark Ruffalo, and Javier Bardem in supporting roles. And the use of a high-definition digital video camera allows us to see clarity and color over a greater distance than usual. As a result of Mann's craftsmanship and attention to detail, Collateral crackles with energy and purpose. This is a film with character on its mind and talented men and women on both sides of the camera. "It's what I do for a living," Cruise's hitman likes to say when pressed. Making films like this is what Michael Mann does for his.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.